All right, folks, on this Friday, as per usual, we wrap up crunch time with the segment we call The Tool Shed, leads to more head shaking. But before we roll out our quartet of nominees, let's bring in our eternal landlord to open up the Crunch Time Tool Shed.
I love this city. I love being a Yankee.
Let's start with Bronco boss John Elway. Yeah, he stuck his foot into his mouth pretty far, trying to act as if this week or even last year they tried to bring in Colin Kaepernick to play quarterback. The quote, "Colin had his chance here. We offered him a contract. He didn't take it." Yeah, it was March of 2016. Before there were any protests against law enforcement and justice, and a month before he was due to get $12 million guaranteed from the 49ers. Elway didn't want to pay for Cap. And by the way, the same month with Brock Osweiler offered him a contract, Osweiler declined, wanted more money, instead signed with the Houston Texans, and Elway did not say, "Brock had his chance here, we offered him a contract, he didn't take it." Plus, you know, turns out Elway might be in violation for speaking about what he said in a deposition that he gave in the case against the NFL for colluding against any team signing Kaepernick. Logic indicates he weakened the league's standing in the case. Let's move smartly to 1979 National League co-MVP Keith Hernandez. So the night Jose Ureña of the Marlins plunked Atlanta red-hot leadoff man Ronald Acuña, the guy Elaine dumped because he smoked cigarettes and asked new friends to help him move, went on a typical macho idiot dialogue, claimed the guy was hurting them, hitting home runs, so you gotta knock him down, or more accurately, he's killing the ball the last three games, he's hit three home runs, you've gotta hit him. Really? Because a guy is honestly and cleanly succeeding, you're going to risk his career and maybe a serious injury because you're a supposed macho athlete tough guy and your widow itty billy feelings are hurt and you can't get him out fair and square? So you're a douche. Then upon getting raked over the proverbial coals, Hernandez, of course, no, he doubled down on Michael Kay's show in New York, says he won't back down, and Kay asks, "So if a guy in the NBA is scoring 40 on you, do you punch him in the face?" Macho turds, the worst people in sports. Number three. Oh, wrong segment.
Wait.
You insisting on finding
number three?
Gianni Infantino and soccer's governing body, FIFA. You'll all be very happy to know they've eradicated rampant corruption. And it was really easy. They just did some editing. Edit players and officials who look over the new code of ethics, you won't even find the word corruption. And by the way, this is from a guy who, after just 2 years, stands accused already of forcing out people who threaten his position. By the way, sound familiar to anyone? But a new offense has been added. Defamation. Persons bound by this new code are, wait for it, forbidden from making any public statements of a defamatory nature towards FIFA or any other person bound by this code in the context of FIFA events. In other words, you can't criticize the president or lose security. Oh, that's a different story. But if you're found in violation, possibly of being banned up to 2 years, and if you're a repeat offender, you could be out 5 years. Octung, baby. Do you have today's Pravda? I like to keep up with fascist dictators. Lastly, number four. I don't know if you guys heard this, but
number four,
Minnesota Timberwolf guard Jimmy Butler. Wait a minute, did I just make that singular? Is he a Minnesota Timberwolf or a member of the Timberwolves?
You pulling out these numbers does not count as a 10 and 10 at
all. It doesn't.
No, it does not.
I'm not.
I just wanted to make that clear.
Right. You happy with yourself, Nick?
Yeah. We're like 15 weeks without a 10-10. It's unbelievable.
So he ticked off former Bulls teammate Dwayne Wade. Now, Dwayne has a rather attractive wife, Gabrielle Union, who posted a photo on her Instagram account that some may consider NSFW, which also, when you consider what's actually out there, it's kind of tame. So she's just out of the water, wearing nothing but a bikini bottom and only a very thin top, which was, let's say, wet and not masking much. Butler posts on the picture, "Well, damn." Wade responds with, Wade's response was, "Put 'well damn' in caps on my wife's photo again, and you're going to see what the good, the bad, and the ugly is like." Butler countered with, "Well, that escalated quickly. Point noted. I'm still coming to the barbecue, though. I have no idea what that means, but I cracked up." Look, Union is to die for, gorgeous. And if you post something like that, you want people to look at it. But, dude, that's another man's wife. You were a teammate of his. And like we've said a million times, you really got to think twice before hitting send or post. Hernandez is a ding-dong. We expect idiocy from FIFA. Butler's was an Instagram post. I'm going with Elway. He stuck his foot so far up his own rear end, you could actually see it welling up in his esophagus. So, Elway, the latest inductee to the Crunch Time Tool Shed, and Mr. Aroyd, if you'd like to come in, we're going to close the Crunch Time Tool Shed.
My only focus is to play baseball, to play baseball the right way. That was silly and unprofessional.
Get him a bingo over your nice Ivy League suit.